Well, John, you got off to a fantastic start, a wicket fourth ball of the day. Things were looking up, and then it turned into an extremely long day in the field for Durham, didn't it?
Yeah, not a lot. Went away for the next 5 hours. So, as you say, turned into a long day. Full credit to the Sussex players. They played very well. But, yeah, tough one for us. Stuck to it, I suppose, about as well as we could have done. Probably lost a little bit of control for an hour there with the second new ball. But apart from that, we probably did pretty much all we could have done.
Graham Onion's got the wicket fourth delivery. He could have possibly had a wicket third delivery as well. There was an edge from Nash to the slips, but he got it fourth delivery. He was bowling sharp, and then a few overs in, he went off. We know he's had issues with his back. What's the situation there?
Yeah, his back started to give him a little bit of a problem there after about half an hour of the day's play. So he's been off since then. Nigel's been working on him, but he's unlikely to bowl again in this innings, but maybe again in this game, we'll see.
That same thing happened here in 2014, and around about the same time with you, a ball of light, the track flattened out, which is what it appears to have done again today. But you can't take away from the achievements of Luke Wells and Steen van Zyl as well. A record partnership by anybody against Durham now, that one.
Yeah, Luke Wells in particular, I think, will obviously get the headlines. It was an extraordinary innings, and as I say, for an hour there with the second new ball, it really wasn't relevant what we were doing, because he was just taking everything out of the park. So fair play to him. He's had a good day. He's had probably a rare day in his career as well. It's a very special one, so I'm glad he enjoyed it. I didn't enjoy it quite so much.
Yeah. Paul Collingwood actually ran over and patted him on the back when he was eventually out, so, you know, good sportsmanship there.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I disappeared at that point. I haven't got him out. I've seen enough of him.
You were lying in a darkened room somewhere by that stage, were you?
No, I've just seen enough of him at that point. It's time to stop watching.
Unfortunately for Ryan Pringle, I mean, there was one over where he scored 34 runs off him, but Ryan had actually been bowling very tight. He was only going for about 2 or 3 and over.
Yeah, Ryan's bowled 25 overs today, and I think he's gone for about a third of his runs off one over, which has made his figures not look too special. But for the most part of the day, he's done a really good job. So, unfortunate for him, but yeah, it's been the nature of the day for us today.
Do you think Graham has been a big miss today? Would he have made a major difference, do you think?
Oh, without a doubt, Graham makes a difference to anybody's bowling attack, particularly ours. You know, we do lean quite heavily on Chris and Graham as the most experienced seamers. You know, James Whale and Paul Collins stuck to the task well, and Paul got a little bit of reward late in the day with some help from Stewie Pointer as well. So, yeah, it's been a tough day, but it's a bit of a learning day for a couple as well.
It sounds like a bit of a daft question asking that, but in the context of how well the two batted.
Yeah, but it's always a little bit easier when one of the as an experienced seamer as Graham is comes out of the attack, and then obviously it puts extra burden on the others. So it's tough for them to be as good as they would have been if it had been a four-man seam attack, and obviously you've taken out one of the main contributors.
You've got a lot of work to do to get yourselves back on an even keel in this one. Now the lead's something like 162. I think Sussex will obviously be hoping they only have to bat once in this game.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to try and push on tomorrow and make as many as they can in the first innings. And the pitch is pretty dry now, so you know, you imagine with a healthy first innings lead, they're going to be able to apply some pressure. So we're going to have to show a lot of characters to get out of this one.